Violent weather hits the northern plains. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A menacing supercell spins up tornadoes over eastern Nebraska, damaging businesses and destroying homes.
That's a strong tornado. Lots of debris in the air.
Tornadoes tore apart hundreds of homes, flipped cars, and even blew a train off its tracks. At least three people injured when a twister hit an industrial building near Lincoln. Other tornadoes confirmed in Elkhorn outside Omaha. It's all part of a multi-day severe weather event stretching from Nebraska to Texas. Former President Trump's hush money trial wraps up its first week of testimony, with his attorneys asking the judge to lift the gag order. Trump reiterating his complaints about the case.
This is 8 days that we've all been sitting in this courthouse. This is all a Biden indictment. It's in order to try and win an election, political opponent, and nothing like this has ever happened.
He's on trial in New York City on charges of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments during the 2016 presidential campaign. Anti-Israel protests spread to more U.S. college campuses, while Columbia University keeps trying to get protesters to remove their tents.
Columbia University wants to get these tents off campus in time for graduation ceremonies on May 15th. They are negotiating back and forth, but really we haven't seen much progress yet. University officials, though, have said they are not going to call the police in a second time. And you mentioned that student, one of the protest leaders, 20-year-old junior Kaimani James, has been barred from campus after some of his social media posts came to light, in which he said at one point, people should be grateful that he's not out murdering Zionists, and also Zionists should die.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. And this just in, the UAW says it's reached a tentative deal with Daimler Truck to avoid a strike. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
No prison time for a Colorado paramedic for the death of Elijah McClain.
Jeremy Cooper, a former Aurora Fire Rescue paramedic, sentenced to 4 years of probation and 14 months of work release. Cooper, convicted of criminally negligent homicide for his role in Elijah McClain's 2019 death. The 23-year-old black man was confronted by police walking home, put in a chokehold, paramedics injecting him with ketamine to sedate him, but he went into cardiac arrest. Former paramedic Peter Chikuniak, convicted of negligent homicide, assault by drugging, and a sentence enhancer for causing serious injury or death, was sentenced to 5 years in prison last month. Of three Aurora police officers charged, two were acquitted, and one was found guilty of negligent homicide. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
U.S. Central Command says the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen launched three ballistic missiles into the Red Sea, causing minor damage to a U.K.-owned ship, but no injuries. Another Boeing jet causes problems for a Delta flight out of New York to JFK.
Delta Flight 520 was taking off from JFK International when the flight crew heard an unusual sound coming from near the right wing. They declared an emergency and got priority clearance to land back at JFK Airport. No injuries were reported aboard the Boeing 767, which was carrying 176 customers, two pilots, and five flight attendants at the time. Delta issued a statement saying after the aircraft had safely landed and proceeded to a gate, it was observed that the emergency slide had separated from the aircraft. They say they're cooperating in the effort to retrieve that slide. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And Wall Street closed higher as big tech stocks rallied. The Dow rose 154 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped 316 points, or 2%. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.